I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, y'all? Checking in another week. This week, man, we're talking music. And, of course,
it's here. Utopia is here. It has been 5 years?
Yeah.
About five on the dot since Travis dropped Astroworld. This might have been the most highly anticipated album of the year, at least for what we knew we will be getting at some point this year, for sure. We're going to see if it lived up to the hype. There's been some mixed reviews. We're going to see what we think. But I can start by saying this. I do not like the first track.
I'm going to start by saying this. I don't like the first three tracks.
Okay. Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and get this shit out the way. Why the fuck did he give us this Beyonce ass album? Like, is it just me?
Well, so what do you mean by Beyonce ass album?
Nigga, we could just go to the album promotion. How about that?
Well,
what the fuck is this? Do he think he Beyonce? Like,
look, man, Travis, he trying to step into that artistic realm. He want to add all the other components to the, it ain't just an album release. It's a whole experience. He's a rock star, man. I don't know. I'm not surprised.
I mean, I ain't surprised, but it's just like a big ass jump.
But in those first three tracks, I don't necessarily like either of the first three. I feel like he could have opened up with Thank God as opposed to Hyena, me personally. But I'm still with you that the first three tracks were very underwhelming. The first track that actually stood out to me and got my attention on the first listen was My Eyes. And it low-key wasn't until the B-Switch that it really got my attention. But still the first
track. I like Cronin, so as soon as the track came on, I'm like, all right, you got my ear. Where we going type shit? Like, and then with what you said, like the transition when the beat switch did come in, I'm like, all right, I did fuck with it type shit. Like, and that's a lot. That's majority of this album. There's a lot of beat switches. There's 2-3 beats in every song.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, production is never the issue you're going to have with a Travis Scott album.
We're gonna keep that.
May have changed for some people with this album.
With this project,
like up until this point, I feel like the production has never really been the question. But I could, we will, because I could see how that could change for a lot of people with this.
Yeah.
But yeah. So then after My Eyes, I really like God Country.
I respect it. Don't like it. And I feel like with a lot of songs on this album, that's what I had to do. I respect the growth. I respect what you're trying to do. Not for me. And that's just cool type shit. Like, I just got to live with that.
Yeah. God Country might be one of my favorite. It was one of my early favorite beats on the album. I really like the sirens of it. Like, I like how it sounds. And solely from something sonically that I feel like I could listen to and just like ride to, or just kind of give me amp a little bit. Like, that's the thing I see it in. But that's what made it stand out. Obviously, it's not so much the lyrics, of course, but sonically, like that song stood out. I don't like sirens.
I don't like sirens. There are pieces of sirens I like.
Yes.
The ending of the song, like towards the end of the song, is when the song get its best. And then you put Drake, the Drake snippet was great. I like the transition from sirens to Meltdown.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that was great. That was a great transition. But it's like, I just felt like the length of sirens, maybe it was just too long. Like, we just didn't need that long of a song.
Maybe that, But I also feel like, so that's where I felt like Sirens didn't need to be in here, especially after God Country, in my opinion. Like, I guess the, since the transition wasn't a sonic transition, since you were going to use the vocal transition anyway, you could have did that at the end of God Country. Because Sirens, just like you said, it doesn't become its best until the end. So it feels like we're waiting two and a half minutes to get the best of the song, which is pointless and which makes it virtually not, you know, hard to listen to. But yeah, I guess within the flow of the album, if you can deal with it, it's not terrible. But I just think it's, I do agree, it's probably a little bit too long. I don't think it's needed. And I think it's saved by the transition into Meltdown more than it being impressive standing alone by itself.
Yeah, I get that.
But yeah, but Meltdown, we knew this was probably, we knew we were probably going to get this collab. Did they go 2 for 2 with these collabs, at least on Travis Project?
Oh yeah, they ain't never lost.
Right.
Like, they ain't never lost. I can't, this is a win. Like, even if Pusha respond, like, it's too much happening on this song to say the song is bad.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, like, let's get into it a little bit. So shed some light on Drake reigniting or taking another jab and whatever this beef is with whoever it is.
This nigga is an evil genius. Like, who the fuck is thinking like this? Like, Drake might be the pettiest nigga I have ever heard of. Like, who the fuck is going to spend millions of dollars on a necklace that a nigga made to then melt it down and turn it into some other shit and say, fuck that shit, and then go rap about it on the verse, keep it secrets? Like, bro, it's been kept secret. Dog bought that shit in, like, January or, like, February. So, nigga, you've been holding on to that information for 3-4 months to where it's like, man, this nigga Pusha thing is sweet. Man, for real, ho-ass nigga. Like, these niggas lucky I got that case, man. I'll be out there right now fucking niggas up. Like, bro, how you just sitting on that? And then it's like, I got this album coming up, but fuck it, I ain't even gonna put this shit on my album. Travis, here you go, bro. Like, and then Travis, you keep doing it. Travis keeps saying fuck them niggas. He did it the first time on the last show with Kanye. Then he just did it again on this show. And Travis don't give a fuck. He riding with Drake.
Travis don't have to have a dog in the fight. I don't think it really matters, to be honest, for Travis.
No. I ain't gonna lie, bro. If I'm Ye, who is Travis signed to? Who do Travis be with?
In that regard.
Travis is signed to Ye. Yeah. Travis be around Ye because family and shit like that. The Kardashians. And shit. I brought you around, nigga. The reason why you got your bitch is because of me. Fuck. Like, and then push it. Like, we all family. Like, what the fuck is you doing, you weird ass nigga? Granted, I don't think Travis is a weird ass nigga. He's making smart decisions with his money. You know what I'm saying? Always bet on Drake. Never bet against that nigga. But yeah, no, man, I say definitely another hit. It'll last for, like, you know, the next year and parties and shit like that. You'll hear it come on.
Yeah,
it'll be a moment. It'd be TikTokable.
Definitely gonna be TikTokable.
It'll be played out in like 4 months though. In 4 months, niggas will either be rocking with it still or niggas be tired of it.
Yeah, I guess because the Drake feature is what it is, that will make it last, obviously. I mean, it's still a good song, but the Drake feature being as controversial as it is what's going to carry it, because it's going to always kind of be, well, will there be a response to it? You know, the world will see. So after Meltdown, we get Fiend. How you feel about Fiend?
I like Fiend better than Meltdown.
It's a better song. Like, overall, it's a better, I won't call it a better collaboration, but I do like it more as a song than Meltdown. Meltdown is very much carried by Drake in the
And Drake could have gave us a second verse.
He should have, but yeah, he could have. But yeah, I like Fiend too. And with the production on it, I love that he went with Cardi and Sheck West on that. I think Fiend is a standout of the project to me personally.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, actually. So how'd you feel about the rest though?
It's a Beyonce song.
It is a Beyonce song.
Like, that's literally what it is. I'm gonna step to the moment. Dun 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 dun. Da 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 da. Da, da, da. Like, what the fuck? Like, nobody want to hear that shit. I'm tired of that shit. Step into the. I don't even know if them real lyrics, but all you gotta do is just shake your voice a little bit and say shit like, and then you got a Beyonce song. Wow, that's really offensive, Beyonce. I apologize. I fuck with you, but
I mean, she sound good on it.
Sound good, but it just like as a song, it just don't sound. It didn't fit the album for me.
I didn't think like so.
It fit that video I showed you at the beginning. Like that song fits that image, but the rest of this music that he gave us does not fit that song and the image. Don't none of this. It's a very uncohesive album. And it's crazy to say that about Travis, because I feel like sonically Travis has been very cohesive, but this is a very uncohesive album.
Yeah, I agree. After Del Resto, we get I Know. I like it. It's not. It's definitely not a skippable track, but it did feel like a lull in between Del Resto and then Topia Twins that follows. It did feel like a bit of a lull in between there. So place wise, it felt a bit weird. But
shit, look at the tracks right before that.
Yeah.
That's what I was just saying about the cohesiveness of this album. He goes in highs, he'll throw a low in there. Then he'll go a high where he'll go in emotional. And it's like, bro, this is you. Like, what type of drugs am I supposed to be on to be listening to this album?
No, he's all over the place, bro. He's all over.
Yeah. I'm like, bro. But track by track, though, it's usually like a group, like three here, maybe two here, maybe one here, type shit. Like, it's more like grouped up. This is track by track. Like, one track is this. Second track, you know, a different sound. Third track, different sound. Fourth track, different sound. And it's like, God damn, what am I listening to?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's
like for this project to be called Utopia, didn't get that.
You're not the first person I've heard say that. So I think that's a recurring theme amongst fans. Topia Twins, did you like it?
I liked it.
Was it because of 21?
Nah, for me it was because of Raw 49.
That's fair. Yeah. I liked these parts as well.
Yeah, I liked this shit. Could have been NBA Youngboy. Could have threw NBA on that bitch. Honestly, I probably would have preferred Raw 49 and NBA Youngboy. If Travis would have did that, would have been a better song. Because we got 21 on another song, yeah. I didn't necessarily need them on two.
That's fair. Do you think, Till Further Notice is better? Or is it a better feature from 21? I guess that's the question I'm asking.
I think it's a better feature from 21. Because like, Topia Twins is some shit you expect to hear him on.
Yeah, that's fair. Because you do. The production definitely leans toward 21.
I think it's a Metro beat, right?
It probably is. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
That definitely seemed like it's from the Metro pack. I did not care for Circus Maximus.
It's a miss.
A miss.
Big miss.
The Weeknd tried to save it. No.
And the thing is, that's the Yeezus-ass track. Like, you give us this Yeezus ass track and then throw the Weeknd on it, and it's like, bruh.
So I low-key said, it low-key kind of sounded like it could have been on Dawn FM, bro.
I could hear that, too.
So it didn't even really feel like Travis's record, for real.
No, it was weird.
It was weird. God.
And he could have just been like, I need the biggest records for this album to try to put me back to where the fuck I was 5 years ago. So maybe he took a Weeknd Don FM throwaway.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it. It surely sounds like it. I wasn't a fan of that one at all. I like Paracel. How you feel about
it? Yeah, Paracel? I like Paracel, bro. I downloaded it.
Yeah, I like Paracel. Schizo.
I don't have it downloaded, but I feel like it was straight. Like, it wasn't, I feel like this wasn't one of those terrible ones.
Right. Yeah. I like Schizo. I think I like Schizo because of why I like Topia Twins. Like, I feel like it's a Travis track that is, that's something that can go on the gym playlist. That's something that you can throw on the whip. Like, it's him and Thug. So that sound, like, if you a fan of them, like, of that sound, then it's something that you can roll with. So I think I like it in that vein. I don't think it's, like, impressive as a song. I just think it kind of sound like a him and Thug throwaway.
Hmm.
Which, like I said, don't make it a bad record. It just sounds like something they could have dropped as a single, just as something they did, and it would have been fine and kind of received the same. But I don't think it stands out on this album necessarily.
It was cool. Doug kind of saved the record, and then it kind of ended quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like Lost Forever, though.
What track is that?
That's track 15. I believe that's the track we listen
to. Yeah, I got that one downloaded. Niggas know I fuck with Westside.
Yeah. Who else is on that? Somebody else is
on that. James Blake is on that too, right?
Aha. That's what it is.
I'm not gonna lie. Anytime you throw James Blake on a song, you're kind of using a cheat code. And you got me. It's gonna work every time. Like,
definitely.
I don't care. It's gonna work. Like, James Blake does no wrong.
Fact, this low key kind of ends up being one of them ones from the album, just because I feel like it's one of the better constructed songs on the album. So I think that's why it stands out, especially with the lack of cohesiveness. So
yeah. I feel like that probably has a lot to do with Westside, because I feel like any song he's a part of, I feel like he kind of orchestrates it in a way. And I can see Travis and him trying to orchestrate it together type shit. Like, let's not just do a song together, but let's build a song together type shit. Yeah. So I think I can hear that on the song.
Yeah, that's real. That's fair. How you feel about Love with Cudi?
I ain't like that shit. I did not like that shit. I'm so tired of Cudi getting away with this bullshit. Like, and nobody will fucking acknowledge it. Kid Cudi is amazing. Don't get me wrong. But why the fuck do we let Kid Cudi get away with this shit? Kid Cudi don't be rapping. He just hum or sing or croon some bullshit. And niggas be like, oh my God, fucking Cudi. Ah, Travis Scott and Cudi dropped together. Ah, oh my God, Cudi. Ah. And it's like, nigga gave you some lackluster ass shit. Like, this is not even a complete fucking song. He didn't give you full verses. Like, he didn't give you... Nigga might not even say a full word type shit. And it's like... And then it's like, oh, when are we getting the Scott's album? Keep that bullshit if this is what the fuck y'all gonna do. Now, nobody want this shit.
You wanna like it because of the Cudi track? Like, you wanna like it? You wanna think that it's supposed to be... Ah, Cudi is supposed to be that. But it's not.
It's not.
And it's hard, because when you realize how uncohesive the album is, you start paying attention track by track, which I guess, depending on what type of listener you are, can make you more critical, because now you're not listening for flow. You're like, okay, this is song by song, just what you're doing. And with this song, it's like, I don't know, you got a lot of throwaways in here, Travis. And it's like, if you just had songs you really want to let off, and, you know, maybe you taking advantage of the streaming and the packages, bundles, and carrying on.
Well, no, we know he definitely taking advantage of the bundle shit.
Yeah, so cool. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, this was a miss. This was a miss.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Honestly, he could have shaved this shit down to a solid 12 songs.
Easy.
And then it would have been a solid-ass project. Honestly, maybe even 10.
Yeah. Could have easily got away with 10.
Yeah.
Could have easily got away with 10. I didn't like K-pop either.
Some bullshit. Some bullshit. Like, them two songs and the fact that they back to back, it's like, Nigga, did you think this was gonna stream well or something? You put these back to back because you thought these were gonna be the two most streamable songs. I could tell, you know what I'm saying? Like, even with the features, Kid Cudi, then K-pop, we gonna. It's like, nah, bro. Travis, I like Travis when we get a single out of the music that he gives us, not when Travis gives us a single.
I feel you. I hear you. I feel that. Yeah, it's misses. It's really, and it's so tough because you hate being critical of Travis, but it's like, look, you already, I think,
don't a lot.
Yeah, you already aren't, like, we already aren't coming for the lyricism. We already know you're going to be dependent to a degree on features to carry a lot of the track from a lyrical or subject matter standpoint.
Which is crazy because he used to rap.
Yeah. Yeah. So to miss in the way that he missed on this album with some of the songs is just, damn, you hate to see it. Really. You really hate to see it. Luckily, though, luckily, Telekinesis is fire, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely saved us with that one. Future, I actually like Future on that. Like, I feel like Future deserved more time on that album. SZA deserved a longer verse at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. Yeah, SZA deserved a longer verse. Honestly, this gave me the same vibes as that DJ Khaled song with SZA and Future.
Dang, what's the name of it?
So Beautiful.
That sounded about right.
Yeah, I think that's a Beautiful or So Beautiful, whatever, one of them. I think, but it gave me the same vibes. So as soon as I heard this shit, I was like, oh, this is good. But the fact that it gave me the same vibes, I'm like, nigga, this nigga just took a play out of DJ Khaled book. Like, what the fuck is going on? This Travis Scott. Like, and I think where I hold Travis Scott, seeing this album, it was very disappointing. Like, there's not, I can't say there's like, well, yes, I can. There is some ass on this album. There's some good music on this album for sure, but it's just like, damn, bro, I didn't never expect Travis to give us just pure ass.
Yeah. 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 And then we kind of talked about Till Further Notice already, but.
Yeah.
I mean, James Blake, again, Cheat Code, 21. So, nice, a nice closeout track.
Yeah, solid track.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, man, it's, I think a lot of it is, bro, it's the, I think it's the hype. I think Travis being Travis, we all are like, we had Astroworld. And I think a lot of people hold Travis, especially from a production standpoint, in extreme high regard, and rightfully so.
Even Birds in the Trap was good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I think that Travis up to this point hasn't really let us down as music fans. So I think for a lot of people coming in, we're expecting that bar to be met. We don't think that 5 years away has stopped you from creating worlds, you know, like with your albums. But this one just, it don't feel like you really took us to a new world for real. Like, this isn't Astroworld. Like, this isn't any of his prior albums. This feels like a lot of like random songs and random different type of themes and vibes that he threw together, and maybe that was part of the utopia that he wanted to create. But
I honestly think it was time for an album. He had an idea for an album. But due to the fact of the controversy with the Astroworld shit, he was just two in his head. And as a result of him being two in his head, this is what we got.
I'm interested. How many how many songs did you say?
Downloaded? How many songs do I got downloaded? It's 19 tracks on this shit.
I'm assuming you write around 7 or 8.
That's all shown. Yes. 10, bro.
10?
9, actually.
Okay, 10. Honestly, 10 would have surprised me. I'm not going to lie. 10 would have legitimately surprised me. But 9 makes sense. About half.
Yeah.
How many do you think I got downloaded?
Probably like 13, nigga. That's been your lucky number today.
What?
You said 12. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I know that had between, I had, it had to be between 11 and 13.
Yeah, somewhere in there. But yeah. But yeah, but standouts. What's your top three? That's
the my top three. Well, I ain't even gonna say standouts, just top three for me, man. Fiend, I know. Telekinesis.
My eyes. As much as I enjoy telekinesis, like my reaction to God Country, like I said, that beat, the way the beat just was for me, it's in there. And then Meltdown. I just think Meltdown really was sold by the transition. And then
what's your first song?
My Eyes.
Oh, My Eyes. My bad. I didn't hear it.
But yeah, Meltdown, where it's placed and how they delivered, I think just was the perfect storm. Like, that was the perfect transition into it. Drake delivers, beat is crazy. Travis does what he needs to do to make the song a song. So where'd you land on a rating or a grade for it?
Just based off of the other albums that we've listened to recently, I'm going to have to say this is a solid 7. Because I wouldn't say it's better than Mahalia Project, but judgment-wise, it's more songs.
Yeah.
So, kind of got to put that into weight. I don't think it's better than Roy shit. So it falls right under that shit at a solid 7, because Roy shit was a solid 7.5. I say it even could have been an 8.
I think 7, especially given that a lot of Travis's other albums are arguably 9s, if not 10s to some people.
Yeah.
7 sounds about right for here. If somebody was a hard critic and said 6.5, I wouldn't even argue.
I wouldn't be mad at the 6, to be honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't even argue. It's that inconsistent. And an album being 6 or 6.5 don't mean the standout songs ain't standouts. It's just, if we talking about the project in totality, it's not a great body of work. It's really not a great body of work. So I don't know how much this diminishes his discography.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I ain't even mad at it. We can say it's a 6. Because I don't like this project. Like, as a whole.
Yeah, I don't like it as a whole. Let's settle on 6.5, bro. Let's not.
That's bull.
6 weeks are on 6.5. But yeah, I mean, that it's one of them ones that's really hard to it's really hard to give it grace, because it misses the mark on too many things. And Travis, like, your bar is where it's at. Like, you set that bar with your other projects. So you
set that bar with other projects, other people's production. Shit, even his features, he didn't set that bar. So it's like, nigga, you right here. You just lowered yourself down a couple notches.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Let us know what y'all think about Utopia, man. I mean, it's here and we have it, and we'll see how long it kind of lasts. I don't know how a tour will help the listening experience of this album, you know.
But hey, man. All Travis got to do is just go back to Hawaii, take a whole bunch of drugs, call Gunna, call Nav, call every crooner you know, bro, and just give us some heat. Because if he got niggas just on that bitch singing, his production gonna be fire, his rapping gonna be fire. That's all we need, bro. Just give us 10 songs. You drop this bullshit, give us an EP with 10 songs, a straight fire, or a mixtape, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Just don't call it an album, because that'll put the pressure on you. If you don't add that extra pressure and just drop heat, we'll be right back on his dick. Just saying.
Fair enough. Hey, that's been our review of Utopia, man. We've been hitting y'all with crazy reviews, crazy quick check-ins, crazy episodes. Yeah, man, the ball is rolling. So stay tuned. Let us know what y'all think about Utopia. And yeah, we'll catch y'all on the next album review or the next quick check-in. Until then, peace.